John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello, and welcome in to another episode of Farm to Fame. I am Kelsey Wingert. That is Asa Moylan.
You crack me up. You crack me up.
What did I do?
You just crack me up. You're hilarious.
Stop it. Keep going. And that is our captain. That is our captain. Oh, our captain, Maddie Mass. Today's episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. If you use the code JohnBoy Preseason, it'll get you 15% off of any order. We are continuing our series of breaking down the top prospects at every position as we head into 2023. Today, we have right-handed pitchers, plural. Alrighty, I'm going to start off. Our number one overall right-handed pitching prospect is Andrew Painter with the Phillies. He is MLB's sixth overall prospect. He's 19 years old. 22 games between A-ball, high A, and double A last year. He pitched to a 156 average. Peter, you're going to like this.
I am.
155 strikeouts and 103 and two-thirds innings pitched.
Reasonable.
Yeah. He was drafted by the Phillies 13th overall in 2021 out of high school. Most high school arms need time, obviously, to develop, but not Andrew Painter, folks. In his first full season, he cruised through three levels, ending in double A with a 2.54 ERA there. He was named MLB Pipeline's pitching prospect of the year. Another huge dude. He's 6'7". Yeah. 6'7", and that's where the dominance starts. And then it continues with his 70-grade fastball, which averages 96 miles per hour. He touches 100. The second option is a low 80s slider with a ton of break. He sprained his UCL to start spring training in 2023, but otherwise could be closing in on his MLB debut. His ETA is this year.
So have they announced anything with him?
Just sprained. No, okay. No announcement.
All right. Number two on our list, formerly number one, but number two on our list for right now is Grayson Rodriguez with the Orioles, Orioles pod. He's 23 years old. In 14 games in AAA, he pitched to a 2.20 ERA, 69.2 innings, 97 punchouts, held hitters to a 178 average, and had 12.5 Ks per nine and a whip under one. Wow. Drafted in the 11th overall, in 2018 out of Central Heights High School in Texas. Ooh. Took over number one pitching prospect spot during the 2021 season and held it up until February when Painter took it. Was projected to debut last season but suffered a right lat strain in June. His 70-grade fastball touches triple digits and has wicked late life. His 70-grade changeup is the best in the minor leagues. He tunnels the two of them and creates deception that hitters cannot even see. In January, Orioles GM said that he expects Grayson to take the starting rotation out of spring. So make the starting rotation out of spring. So he's going to be here this year.
Similarly, I just looked it up. Dave Dombrowski for the Phillies said he expects Painter to pitch for the Phillies this year. So that was yesterday. Wow. He said that. So
wow.
The third overall right-handed pitching prospect is Yuri Perez with the Miami Marlins. Again, Fish who pitched. He's MLB's 13th overall prospect. And their top 100, he is only 19 years old. In 17 games in double A last year, he pitched to a 4.08 ERA. Pete, you'll like this again, 106 strikeouts and 75 innings pitched. He was signed by the Marlins out of the Dominican Republic in 2019. He burst onto the scene in 2021 with a 1.96 ERA and 108 strikeouts in 20 games across A-ball and high A. But then a lat strain cost him 2 months in the 2022 season. I feel like we've been mentioning so many injuries. I hate it.
Yes, we have.
He has a 70-grade fastball that sits between 94 and 97 while touching 100 with vertical break. He also has a 70 grade changeup in the upper 80s and causes a 61% swing and miss rate. He has since added a mid 80s slider as well. Manager Skip Shoemaker has been very impressed with him this spring. They said that every outing obviously is going to be a learning lesson for him, whether it's good or bad. And his ETA is 2023 also. All of the guys that we've talked about have a 2023 projected ERA right now.
Here's another one. Number four, Daniel Espino. This kid's numbers are ridiculous. Get ready for this, Kels. In four games in Double A, he pitched 18 innings, punched out 35, walked 4, held hitters to a 141 average. That's 17.2 Ks per 9 and a 0.71 whip.
Yeah.
Drafted by Cleveland, 24th overall in the 2019 draft out of Georgia Premier High School. That's the name of the high school. Way to lay it all out there. That's what we are. We're a premier high school.
Mm-hmm.
Came to the US from Panama as a high school sophomore with a mid 80s fastball. Now has an 80 grade fastball, which tops out at 103. Most electric stuff amongst pro pitching prospects is what they say. 2022, his season was cut short with shoulder soreness, muscle strain and capsule tear, and hasn't started 2023 action yet. Signed with the risk of becoming a reliever, but has shut down those concerns over the past 4 years while also improving his command and control every single year. His ETA is 2023 also.
Chris Rose's Guardians. All righty. Number Chris five in our right-handed pitching prospects is Taj Bradley with the Tampa Bay Rays. He's MLB's 20th overall prospect. He is 21 years old, 28 games between AA and AAA last year. 257 ERA and 133 1/3 innings pitched. He was drafted by the Rays 150th overall in 2018 out of Redan High School in Georgia. 2021, how about this, Pete? Minor league ERA leader, 183. 2022, AL Futures game starter before getting added to the 40-man at the season's end. He increased his fastball velocity after 2020. He's now touching 98 miles per hour. It plays very well off secondary mid-80s cutter. MLB pipeline sets his ceiling as a 2 or 3 starter in an MLB rotation. And his ETA is also 2023. All five of these guys.
Color me shocked.
Okay.
I can't wait to get to our dark horses.
We're there.
My dark horse.
We're in the dark horses.
Gavin Stone. You know that name? Does that name sound familiar? Yeah. Brother of Warehouse Gang's friend Colin Stone. And if you've been on social media at all this spring training, you're going to see his change up somewhere along the lines because it's been disgusting. 26 games in high A, double A, and triple A last year. He threw 121 innings to a 1.48 ERA, 168 strikeouts, and 44 walks. He held hitters to a 206 average, punching out 12.4 per 9 and a 1.12 whip. Drafted by the Dodgers, 159th overall in 2020 out of Central Arkansas. Threw a 13K no-hitter in his last start of the shortened COVID season before getting drafted. In 2022, he led all of minors in ERA with a 1.48 and was fifth in Ks per 9 with 12.4. Barely used his changeup in college, but now it's become this ridiculous Vulcan-style, disgusting, disappearing changeup. His fastball's improved to 98. He needs work on fastball movement. Since the pitch isn't missing as many bats as metrics believe it should, projects as a mid-rotation starter in MLB, but he's athletic, he's efficient, and he's going to be here soon. Based on what he's done this spring training, it could be sooner. Yeah.
And we love his brother, Colin.
Who also throws 175 miles an hour.
Yes. Okay. My dark horse is Gordon Graceffo. I know I said that wrong. I know I did. He is with the Cardinals. He is MLB's 79th overall prospect in 26 games between high A and double A. He pitched to a 297 ERA and 139 innings pitched. He was drafted by the Cardinals 151st overall in 2021 out of Maddie's Villanova. He pitched to a 1.54 ERA with 86 strikeouts and 82 innings as a junior before getting drafted. In 2022, he started his first full pro season strong with a 0.99 ERA in high A before he got roughed up in double A. But he does have this really unique Rocky windup that can throw hitters off. Also, is that going to be illegal now, his delivery? He can touch 100 miles per hour on his fastball, which he has learned to spot well since he doesn't have much movement. He ended 2022 on a very high note in double A as he learned to paint the sides of the zones. Let's go. His ability to fill up the zone allows him to pitch late into games. Man, do we love that. And his ETA is 2023.
Got one more quick one for you. Dylan Lesko, drafted by the Padres 15th overall in 2022 out of Buford High School in Georgia. He's 19 years old, has yet to make his debut, was expected to be the highest drafted pitcher in 2022, but had TJ in April. In 2021, he was the first junior to win Gatorade National Baseball Player of the Year with a 0.35 ERA and 112 strikeouts in 60 innings. Was touching 97 with his fastball before surgery, so that's going to be back at some point. 70-grade changeup was the best in the draft. Has been on a throwing program while recovering this past year, so he should be back soon. That's his ETA is 2027.
That's so far. All righty, guys. Your ETA is 2023, thanks to SeatGeek, because we have a very special announcement to celebrate baseball being back. SeatGeek is giving all of you 15% off with your next purchase with code JOHNBOY preseason. It doesn't matter what you're buying, if it's baseball, if it's another sport, concert, if you've bought on SeatGeek before, it doesn't matter. If you use the code JOHNBOY preseason, it'll still hook you up. This is only available on purchases through March 31st. So what are you waiting for? They got an app. You can go online, use the code JOHNBOY preseason. That'll get you 15% off of your next SeatGeek purchase. You will thank us later. This is a fun storyline talking about right-handed pitchers right here, Peter Moylan. Because can the Vandy boys, who we've talked about a ton, have a bounce-back season together? Of course, we're talking about Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker, Pete. Which one do you want to talk about?
I'll go Jack. We all know him. 23 games in double A this year. He's still only 22 years old. Struggled a little bit with a 5.54 ERA. Bit of adjustments when you come from college, obviously. Drafted by the Rangers, second overall in the 2021 out of Vandy. Shocker. Went to Vandy after turning down first round money in 2019. Tied Kumar Rocker for the NCAA D1 leading Ks in 2021 with 179. Was MLB's number 17th prospect heading into 2022. Largest drop player in MLB pipeline rankings, but then makes his pro debut in double A and doesn't have the best season. His elite college fastball got hit due to less command. His improved slider in the pros, needs to miss more barrels than it did in college, and his curveball lost some power, resulting in subpar command. So that's what I'm saying. There's some adjustments that need to happen with these guys. I think in college you only pitch once every 6 days, right? Is that right? Is that right, everybody? So the 5 days.
Well, you have a mid thing. Yeah, because you have a midweek game and then you have your 3 weekend games. So like you're either the Friday starter, the Saturday starter, the Sunday starter, or the midweek starter. So yeah, full week between starts. Jack Leiter has been really underwhelming to start his pro career. It's been really disappointing, but was just drafted in 2021. Kumar Rocker was also drafted in 2021 out of Vanderbilt by the Mets, but holy smokes, did that get complicated, because the Mets decided obviously to not make the formal contract offer after reviewing the medicals. There were tests were done at a program who wouldn't make them available before the draft, which like, what are we doing? And Scott Boras is his agent. He said Rocker required no medical attention, but then he had shoulder surgery in September. We remember all seeing that. But when you go back to Kumar's college days at Vanderbilt, he was the first pitcher to throw a super regional no-hitter. He had 19 strikeouts against Duke in 2019 before winning the College World Series. He was named Freshman of the Year. You just mentioned it with Jack, but he tied Jack Leiter for NCAA D1 in strikeouts in 2021 with 179. How cool is that? Led D1 and Division I in wins with 14. So after all of that, again, drafted in 2021, 10th overall by the Mets, didn't sign. Now we go to 2022, where he was drafted again by the Rangers, this time third overall out of the Tri-City Valley Cats of the Frontier League. He had been playing indie ball, where he pitched to a 1.35 ERA in 20 innings. He had 32 strikeouts in those innings. His best pitch is his wipeout mid-80s slider with power and depth. He also has a fastball that touched 99 at Vanderbilt and an independent ball as well, so he still has that.
No signs of wear there.
Just such an interesting story for Kumar Rocker. So that's somebody we will definitely be following. But that's it, guys. Those are our right-handed pitching top prospects, the guys you need to know as we head in to this season. I am really, really excited to follow along with Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker, especially with what the Texas Rangers are doing right now. But yeah, that's all we got for you folks in this week's episode. Today's episode. Farm on. Farm often.
Farm often. Yes.
Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll see you in the next episode.